Welcome to the Badass Brand Builder Podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and I am so excited you're here. Get ready to learn all you need to build and run an awesome brand for yourself. Without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back. Happy Friday. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And we're going to kick it into gear by talking about one of my all-time favorite topics and something that I think is super important for us to get started on, and that is brand strategy and why branding isn't just your logo. So if you guys don't know, branding is a lot more than just a logo. It's the way your business comes across to people physically, mentally, and emotionally. And when you're building a business, you need to really dig into everything in order to create an amazing brand that will connect with your ideal clients. This is what I do for my own business. If you guys are new here, hi, I'm Emily. I own a branding studio called Emily Hester Creative. And at this studio, I help create and craft brands that connect with your ideal clients, grow your confidence, and multiply your income. It is one of my favorite things to do. It's what feeds my heart and my soul. It's the thing I could talk about for hours and hours and hours, as you will be able to tell by this podcast. And I just truly believe that branding is the root of everything you need. So I'm very excited to be creating this episode and telling you all about branding and honestly creating a little two-part episode series about branding and brand psychology, which I'll get into a bit later. But first, let's talk about branding. There's actually three separate types of branding that come together to create the branding we know and love. The first is visual branding. Now, this is your visual brand identity, aka all the things your customers see. It's your logos and your colors and the fonts you use. It's the icons and the patterns you use on your content. It's the curated photography you use on your social medias and websites. When you're looking at a brand like Coca-Cola or McDonald's, you know they have very iconic fonts. You know their logo the moment you see it. You know that a bright classic red and white paired together are Coca-Cola. Or if you have a ketchup red and a bright like French fry yellow, that is McDonald's. That is the visual side of their branding. Next is messaging. This is the way your brand speaks to others. Think about the common phrases and terms you use in your business, in your content. This is your messaging, and it's another piece of your branding. When I'm working on my brand messaging, I honestly go back to the way I talk to people. I call a lot of people besties or babe. I talk a lot about music and songs. I use a lot of pop culture references. So that usually seeps its way into my brand messaging. And it's something that a lot of people have come to know and love about my brand, as they should. That's called brand recognition. And finally, brand strategy. To use the two aforementioned things, visual and messaging branding, you first need to establish your brand strategy. This is done by analyzing your brand goals, values, and ideals in order to craft a plan around your business and how you want to grow it. Then, from there, you can use it to craft your visuals and messaging. I know those are a little out of order, but honestly, I feel like they all are equally as important. So I really, truly think that you need to, if you're building a business, focus on all three different types of branding. But obviously, start with strategy, then usually messaging, then visuals. So now, let's talk about kind of how branding works. Say you're starting a business. The first thing you need to do is sit down and figure out your brand goals. What do you want to accomplish with your brand? Who do you want to help? What do you want to offer? These are the most important questions you can answer. So let's come up with a hypothetical business. It's going to be a photography business. What do you want to accomplish with your brand? I want to help women showcase their true selves. Who do you want to help? Women who are feeling insecure after having a baby or weight loss or just not as comfortable in their skin as they should feel, because all women are beautiful and all women are amazing. What do you want to offer? Ooh, okay. How about, boudoir photo shoots and, photo shoots designed to help women feel super comfortable? What about styling, studio styling, photography styling, headshots for women, things that really will truly make women feel confident. So once you answer those types of questions, you can move on to looking at your values and ideals. So will your business be creative and welcoming, sophisticated and trustworthy, or what about sultry and personal? I think for the hypothetical business, it'd probably lean more towards the sultry and personal, because what it would be trying to do is helping women feel like their most confident, sexy self and give them a personal experience that will grow their confidence. So once you ask yourself and answer all of those questions and narrow down your values and your ideals, you can actually start working on your visual brand and messaging. Obviously, I want to get into this a lot more in next week's episode, but the gist of it is that every single element you'll use to build your visual and your brand messaging is and will contain a brand psychology. So when you're building out a business, there's this thing called brand psychology that kind of targets your ideal client's mind and will allow it to connect with them on a deeper level than what you would normally think. So going back to talking about Coca-Cola or McDonald's, red is a color of passion. It's a color of want, a color of need. So oftentimes when brands use that color, they want you to be passionate about their products or you to want them or need them. When it comes to food, it increases your hunger or your thirst. It makes you want more. Then with golden yellow for McDonald's, that color invokes happiness. It invokes warmth. It invokes this amazing feeling inside of you that makes you want to eat their fries, right? Did you also know that the colors they chose are ketchup red and french fry yellow because those are their most popular products? The more you know. If you're ready to create content for your business that connects with your people and helps you make sales, well, you're in the right place. From now until the end of February, when you join the Amelie Society, a content template membership for creative entrepreneurs, you can actually get 30 days free. That's right. This membership is amazing for anybody that wants to create content that converts without having to spend hours and hours and hours creating everything from scratch. When you join the Amelie Society, you get access to our entire template library of over 200 templates, as well as weekly trends, reports for Reels and TikTok, events, and way, way, way more. So what are you waiting for? Head to the link in our bio now to join the Amelie Society and get your 30 days for free. Again, this deal ends on February 28th, so now is your chance to snag it. So obviously we're going to dig a lot more into the psychology of everything in the next episode, but I wanted to let you guys know that it is a huge part of branding, and honestly, it is the part that I love the most. Now, crafting a brand strategy is great and it's fun, but my heart and soul really truly lies in the visuals and the messaging of it all. Okay, enough about that. We'll get into that next week. But once you kind of start building the brand psychology side of it, the visuals and the messaging, and really starting to hone in on that side of your business, you'll finally be able to launch a brand that will connect with your people. Now, if you don't believe me, I have some testimonials. One of my favorite and first clients, Alyssa, she came to me with a brand she did not love. She had a friend do it for her. It didn't really hit her ideal clients after pivoting. So I helped her rebrand. And after that rebrand, she went and immediately launched a service and ended up having a $40,000 launch. It made her more confident in what she sold and how she sold it. And so she was able to multiply her income and grow her confidence with new visual branding. I had another client, Trishelle, who I love to death. I've worked with her multiple times. And she came to me wanting to grow her business. She was a web designer at the time. And she came to me, we crafted this gorgeous strategic brand that really spoke to the goals she had and everything she wanted to do for her business. And after that, she 10 times her income. She was a small web designer and ended up founding an amazing digital marketing business that I truly love to work with. Her business is honestly incredible, and being able to help her brand her first business and her new agency was so incredible, and she has been able to grow so much with the strategic branding that we've created because we really dug into everything. We dug into what her values and her goals and her ideals were. We dug into what she wanted to accomplish and what she wanted her people to do, who she wanted her people to be. We dug so deep in, we knew what their favorite TV show was, what their favorite song was. We were able to get so deep into things that when we created the visual side of her branding and the messaging side of her branding, she was able to hit her ideal clients and her audience and make the income she wanted to be making. So when I say branding is super important, I don't just mean because you can do one little thing with it or because you can create a logo. It is the basis for everything, and it'll help you grow your business so much. I know every time I've gone through a new iteration of branding, because yes, even as a brand designer, I have changed my brand a handful of times. I've gone through different business names. I've gone through different visual identities. I've gone through different color palettes. I've gone through different goals, different ideal clients. And every single time I've rebranded, I've been able to achieve the goals I set out for myself. Now, before you start worrying, like, oh my God, she's a brand designer. She keeps rebranding herself. How is she good? I rebrand every time I feel like my business no longer aligns with what I want to do or what I want to accomplish, which is what you should be doing. But because of that, I went from working with small clients, only charging $200 for a brand design project, to working with amazing coaches and helping them build visual brand identities for their businesses, to working with creative entrepreneurs and helping them build perfect identities for their businesses. And now I work with women creatives and coaches to help them create a visual brand identity and visual brand strategy and all the things for their businesses that'll help them connect with their ideal clients, grow their confidence, and multiply their income. And with every single iteration, my goals for my business have changed. My ideals for my business have changed. The colors, every single thing I've done has changed because I set out with a different idea in mind, a different goal in mind for what I wanted to accomplish with that rebrand. So obviously lots and lots and lots of logos have been gone through, lots of color palettes. And what's really funny is when I launched my business back in 2019, which holy crap guys, 2019, that is ages ago. I launched it with this bright neon color palette. I had like a neon purple, a neon blue, a neon green, a yellow, and a pink. And I used those colors for probably 6 months before I realized, like, oh, I need to get away from this client and move towards what my actual goals are and start growing my business more. And that's when I changed it. But when I was going back to rebranding my business in early 2022, I actually ended up finding my way back to a very similar color palette, because as I was pivoting and creating and changing, I realized that a lot of the things I wanted to accomplish and show through visual psychology and everything were realigned with that color palette. Obviously, I went with some different like colorways of said colors, but the like core idea of the palette remained, and I found that hysterical. Obviously, I do plan to talk more about the deeper parts of the color palette and everything in next week's episode, but I really truly just find it so incredible how brands can change and your values can change, the ideals you align with, you might no longer align with, and really truly see how every business grows, whether you grow in a vertical line or you zigzag around or you make a giant circle, whatever it is, the way your business will grow is incredible. And that's what branding does. And like great branding will follow your business through a lot of those changes. Obviously, it can't follow it through all of them. That's why brand designers are still brand designers, because if we only had one-off projects, then we wouldn't be able to survive. But when brands that we work with and people we work with like pivot enough where they feel like they do need a change, more often than not, they come back to us because they know that we know how to really show off who they are, help them figure out that strategy strategy and really narrow down their goals and help them align with what they want to accomplish now, and then create the rest of the branding around that. So that's it for today's episode. I really enjoy talking about branding and how it isn't just a logo and how it's really, truly so much more. And because I love you guys, I want you guys to know that I actually have a template down in the comments of the episode or the description. I don't know. It's been so long. I think it's a description. Okay, let's try this again. And because I love you guys so much, I actually have a template down in the description of this episode that you can go and grab for Notion. That is a great place to build and plan out your own brand strategy. It's full of questions that'll help you really narrow down your goals and what you want to accomplish and the different types of values. So if you guys want that, go click the link in our description, sign up for our email list, and I'll get emailed to you. Yeah, so I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week with the second part of this, talking about brand psychology and how to build your visual brand identity.